Bette Midler and Barry Manilow, they're on a slow boat to China.
That got them going in the car. They were tapping the wheel and kicking the tyres, I think.
Well, it's a good segue into our next story about cruising. Pandao Cruises' 16 small ships ply the major rivers in six Southeast Asian countries. And next year, another double-decked vessel will be added to the fleet. The new RV Sabe Pandao will join the company's Lao flotilla on the Mekong River and is designed to meet the navigational challenges of shooting rapids in the Lao Gorges. Earlier today, Veronica Matheson talked to Pandao's marketing manager, Marco Rossa, who is visiting Australia from his base in the UK.
Was that the cruise line's intention not to blow its trumpet too loudly?
Yes, I think so. We're a very different type of cruise line. We don't really consider ourselves a typical cruise line. We tend to sell different experiences. It is much more of an expedition. And for this reason, we try to place ourselves in the market in a different way.
So how do you see yourself?
We tend to visit places that other people do not visit. We go to off-the-beaten-track locations. Our ships, they are built with a very shallow draft, so this allows us to visit very unusual destinations. The atmosphere on board is very different, much more casual, informal. We tend to attract younger customers compared to the normal river cruise industry.
Does that mean that you are not too expensive?
It's a very good value for money. Our product is pretty much an all-inclusive product. So we include the accommodation, the full board. We include some local alcohol, local beer, soft drinks, coffee, tea, water. The only exclusions are wine. We include all the activities, so all the excursions are included. And also we give a chance to our customers to use some mountain bike that we have on board for adults and children. So if they don't want to join the organized excursion, they can just grab a mountain bike, and the crew member will always escort our customers during the local tours. We include the tippings on board, and we include the arrival and departure transfers.
Oh, that sounds terrific. It means you know how much you're spending before you start. Now, you've been slowly adding river ships to the fleet, and now you're about to have your 17th vessel. Tell me about that one. It's going to go on a four-country expedition.
Yes, very exciting for us. The business has been incredibly successful. Asia is becoming a very popular destination. And if you look at, in general, the political situation around the world, Asia is still considered a very safe place to travel. So in particular, some countries like Laos, for us, has been a great success story. So we have two ships at the moment based there, and the booking trend is phenomenal. We are pretty much fully booked already until mid of 2018, and it's the decision to add more capacity. So we're building now this new ship, is Sabe Ando. It's going to be a 14-cabin ship. We're going to have 8 cabins on the main deck and 6 cabins on the upper deck. It's going to enter in service in October 2018. We actually moved the delivery of the ship forward because at the beginning it was planned to be delivered in September 19. But considering the demand, we decided to start earlier. And it's going to sail. We will have 4 sailings. It will be 10 nights in Laos. And then after that, we will go on our expedition, going all the way from Laos to China. 14 nights itinerary. And as you mentioned before, we'll cross the 4 countries. So we'll go from Laos, we will enter Thailand, then Myanmar, and then ending in China. It's a very incredible itinerary because there is no road connecting the 4 countries. So the Mekong is actually the only way.
But it's going to be quite a hairy ride, isn't it? Aren't you going to go through some pretty hard waters to navigate?
Absolutely. This is Pandao. That's exactly the spirit of the expedition. And our customers, they love it. That's exactly why they choose to travel with us. Incredible places, unusual, full immersion with the local culture, and a bit of sense of adventure.
So you go through rapids at one stage, don't you?
We do. There is a part of the river where, yes, gets a bit rough, and we have very experienced captain on board. We have some local pilots. So we never compromise the safety of our guests and our crew. But obviously, it's a very different, unusual experience.
So do you have to go change ships at any stage, or is it safe enough to travel right the way through?
You don't change ship at any stage, so the ship goes all the way up to Jingle. Of course, I mean, we had in some occasions situations where in a few departures we completed the last couple of hours on a small speedboat if the water level drops below a certain minimum level. But we operate the itinerary with the same ship all the way through.
Travellers would find that all rather exciting, even if they have to go on a fast boat for some of the trip.
Absolutely right. I have to say, my previous experience, I've been working for other luxury brands, and the surprise is the more challenging the itinerary becomes, the more our guests, they actually enjoy the experience. So I got feedback when we had to use some small local speedboats. That was actually described as the most interesting part of the itinerary.
That's typical, isn't it? That's obviously why you have your travellers, your passengers are usually a lot younger. I mean, do you occasionally get people from the retired sector of the market?
Absolutely. When I say younger, I don't mean our clients that are not 35 years old. We're talking about usually still retired people or professional people. Our average age is probably around 58, but they are much more active type of travellers. They are not tourists, they are travellers.
Mm-hmm. And they're young at heart.
Correct.
Ships, they're pretty small. I mean, some of them carry only as little as, what, 10 passengers? Is that the
Correct.
Intention, to keep it nice and intimate?
Yes. It is absolutely the intention. The idea is the fleet, as you mentioned, we have the smallest ship has only 5 cabins. The largest has 30 cabins. And in between, we have ships with 10 cabins, 12, 16, 18, 24, and 28. The idea for us is it's a small boutique ship. We want to keep the ambiance on board very informal. It's where Pando is famous for. We have about 47% of our customers are actually repeaters. They come back on board. And it's very high percentage in the cruise industry. And the reason is exactly because they find the product very different than our competitors.
Oh, that's a terrific repeat figure. People go, they find the atmosphere very relaxed. They make friends very quickly. You probably find that some of them decide they'll all go back together on a trip.
Absolutely. I mean, the typical story is that usually when we get a booking from a client or from a travel agent, the initial request is always that the customers, they would like confirmation of a table for two for dinner. But you will not believe by the time they get on board at the end of day one, when they get into day two, actually the request is to have a table for 25.
Wow.
They all want to spend time together. It's very, I mean, our clients, they are very much like-minded people. They share the same interests, same cultural background, and they really enjoy spending time together.
Yeah. Now, finally, Marco, Southeast Asia is your stamping ground, or Pandao's stamping ground. Have you ever thought of moving into any other countries further afield?
The answer is we tried with some partnerships in the Amazon or in India. And to be honest with you, we have decided actually to abandon this project just because it's not a Pandora product. So when some passengers that they travel in the bus with us, they move and try to travel on the Amazon, we usually get the negative feedback because they don't think it is our product, it's not our ship, it's not our style. We're very good at doing what we do in Asia. We are very famous for that. We are the largest river cruise line in Asia. And we would like to keep it like that way and be the specialist for Asia.
Terrific talking to you.
That was Marco Rosso of Pandao Cruises with Veronica Matheson.